Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer thoughts. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Yesterday we talked about giving God your waking thoughts and your waiting thoughts, but let's move on and how about giving God your whispering thoughts? Through the centuries, Christians have learned the value of brief sentence prayers. Some even call them breath prayers. These are prayers that can be whispered anywhere in any setting. Frank Lubbock sought unbroken communion with God by asking him questions. Every 2 or 3 minutes he would pray, "Am I in your will, Lord? Am I pleasing you, Lord?" Imagine considering every moment as a potential time of communion with God. By the time your life is over, you will have spent 6 months at stoplights, 8 months opening junk mail, 1.5 years looking for lost stuff, and a whopping 5 years standing, waiting in various lines. So, why don't you give those moments to God? By giving him your whispering thoughts, the common becomes uncommon. Simple phrases such as, "Thank you, Father," or "I stand on your word," or "My desire is to please you," can turn a commute into a pilgrimage. You don't even need to leave your office or kneel in your kitchen. Just pray wherever you are. Let the kitchen become a cathedral and the classroom a chapel. And finally, give God your waning thoughts. At the end of the day, let your mind settle on him. Conclude the day as you began it, talking to God. Thank him for the good parts. Question him about the hard parts. Seek his mercy. Seek his strength. As you close your eyes, take assurance in this promise. Psalm 121 verse 4. Are you ready for this? "He who watches over you will never slumber nor sleep." And if you fall asleep as you pray, don't worry. I mean, what better place to doze off than in the arms of your heavenly Father?